Isaiah, chapter 19. This is the burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud. He is coming to Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble before him, and the hearts of the Egyptians will melt within them. So I will incite Egyptian against Egyptian. Brother will fight against brother, neighbor against neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. Then the spirit of the Egyptians will be emptied out from among them, and I will frustrate their plans, so that they will resort to idols and spirits of the dead, to mediums and spiritists. I will deliver the Egyptians into the hands of harsh masters, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord God of hosts. The waters of the Nile will dry up, and the riverbed will be parched and empty. The canals will stink, the streams of Egypt will trickle and dry up, the reeds and rushes will wither. The bulrushes by the Nile, by the mouth of the river, and all the fields sown along the Nile will wither, blow away, and be no more. Then the fishermen will mourn, all who cast a hook into the Nile will lament, and those who spread nets on the waters will pine away. The workers in flax will be dismayed, and the weavers of fine linen will turn pale. The workers in cloth will be dejected, and all the hired workers will be sick at heart. The princes of Zoan are mere fools. Pharaoh's wise counselors give senseless advice. How can you say to Pharaoh, "I am one of the wise, a son of eastern kings"? Where are your wise men now? Let them tell you and reveal what the Lord of hosts has planned against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools. The princes of Memphis are deceived. The cornerstones of her tribes have led Egypt astray. The Lord has poured into her a spirit of confusion. Egypt has been led astray in all she does, as a drunkard staggers through his own vomit. There is nothing Egypt can do, head or tail, palm or reed. In that day, the Egyptians will be like women. They will tremble with fear beneath the uplifted hand of the Lord of hosts, when he brandishes it against them. The land of Judah will bring terror to Egypt. Whenever Judah is mentioned, Egypt will tremble over what the Lord of hosts has planned against it. In that day, five cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One of them will be called the City of the Sun. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the center of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord near her border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender to rescue them. The Lord will make himself known to Egypt, and on that day, Egypt will acknowledge the Lord. They will worship with sacrifices and offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and fulfill them. And the Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. He will strike them, but heal them. They will turn to the Lord, and he will hear their prayers and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will join a three-party alliance with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing upon the earth. The Lord of hosts will bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance."